quality, low-priced internet service provider available in North America and Canada, offering web hosting to the world that is available to anyone, but also has a particular emphasis on providing quality support to blind people by blind people. That's the vision of Ray Saldana, who has set up the RRIS internet service provider. To tell us more, we're joined by Ray Saldana. Ray, welcome to Main Menu. Great to have you aboard. A blindness-focused ISP. How did you get the idea of doing that?
Well, you know, I've worked for ISPs, and I always noticed that in the tech areas and things like that, when they had trouble, they'd send them down to me because I used a screen reader. And so it became apparent that it was needed, that, you know, that we have that kind of support. And so with our ISP, we always have blind people on staff, and we offer 24-hour tech support, and we're working with them to see if we can't get them to also do that same thing and make it easier, but if not, you still have us to help you.
So you were originally in the customer service type area, were you, like the technical support area?
Well, I was in sales.
Oh,
but
okay.
But when we get screen reader users and they were having trouble getting things to happen correctly, they would send them to me.
How much of an impact do you think blindness has on the way that an individual interacts with their ISP?
Well, you know, certain things are done differently. Like, you know, setting up your Outlook, trying to click on the button, it's always a mess unless you know to root the cursors together and things like that. So the text people, support people have trouble in those situations, and that's when I used to get the calls mainly, is in situations like that. As being blind, I'm totally blind, by the way, and the internet has changed everything for me. I tell you, before, you know, having newspapers when I had the ability to see, and now I can get to all that information. I just love all the technology, and I kind of want to be a part of it.
So what you've identified is an issue here where really a lot of the technical support people that we come across every day in help desks just aren't familiar with how to do things via the keyboard.
Yeah, mainly. Yeah, that is a large problem. They're always real good about it, though, and they try their best, but it's different for us. You know, things are different for us. I wish that they weren't, but still things come across differently, and it's always easier when you have a blind person to help you, especially like if you can hear the screen reader in the background and they're trying to do something, you can always get them right back on track.
Well, yes, that's right. Another issue, too, is that as soon as somebody hears that you're a blind person using a screen reader, they tend to switch off. If there's a technical problem, they tend to blame it on the screen reader, even if the screen reader has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that, and then a lot of times there's a lot of questions about thinking. I think that a lot of the sighted individuals feel that they couldn't do what we can do not being able to see. And so putting their own judgments or their own ideas of what they wouldn't be able to do, and they don't realize that that's our way of living, so we have to find a way to do it, and it's much easier for us to do it without seeing than it is for them, as a rule.
So you decided to set up your own ISP, right?
Yes, yes.
Is that an expensive thing to do?
Yeah, it's been a lot of investment, and, you know, making deals with the backbone providers and buying support, buying a server to host the websites and things like that. Buying a big connection so that there's good, fast web page delivery and things like that.
And do you think that there's sufficient market there for you to be able to make that work, make it viable?
Well, you know, I'm not limiting it to blind people. I'm not limiting it to blind people. I simply want to provide a place for the blind people to have maybe a little bit of extra help or something like that. And because of the situation, us being a smaller ISP, we're able to do things a bit more affordably, and we're cheaper in the long run. So I believe that we'll have a good deal of sighted people involved as well.
And one of the things that's obviously distinguishing you guys from everybody else is the fact that during the day, there's always somebody blind on hand to help, right?
Yeah, during the day. You know, it's hard to find blind tech people, so we haven't managed to end up with a situation where we can have them at all 24 hours yet.
And what kind of services are you offering as an ISP?
Well, we offer dial-up service, 56K dial-up connections, and then we have web hosting. We have a server, and we have this really great control panel that makes things very easy. All your form handling, all the back-end programming that used to have to be done by someone physically now is done very, very easily. Like your, you know, when you submit a form and the thank you page pops up and all that, that's all done readily, easily for you right now. The control panel that we use, the only thing that isn't accessible is they have one counter script that isn't accessible, but everything else works just fine for anyone using a screen reader. Setting up a guest book, anything like that's all done in a matter of minutes.
One of the things that's really important to many people listening to this program is getting a good signal when you're streaming audio over the internet. You got lots of access to bandwidth there?
We currently have two DS3 connections, so we've got plenty of bandwidth.
Yeah, okay. You've got a number of plans for, have you, in terms of access, or is it one flat rate plan that you're offering right now?
We have one flat rate. It's at $17.95 a month. Well, I think we're going to add a senior rate here in the next few days, maybe like $15.95 a month for seniors, and students, of course, too. Students would be along the same. That and the hosting right now, because we're starting out and we're trying to drum up business, and I'm especially trying to drum up the blind part. I just made a deal with California Canes. They're hosting with me now. I'm only charging $10 a month, and compared around locally here, it runs anywhere from $40 to $60 a month. So I'm trying to get as many blind people in there as I can in the beginning.
Right. So if somebody wants to host a website with something a little bit better than some of those free providers where you've got banner ads all over the place, you know, there's some blind people I know who listen to this show who have some very good websites. So how much are you going to charge them for web space?
It's $10 a month. It's a flat fee. With that, you get as many email accounts as you can set up, forwarders, autoresponders. It's all in there. The control panel's really amazing. Once you see it, it's everything you want there.
How much disk space do you get for that?
You know what? We're unlimited. All the blind sites are relatively small, and we haven't put a limit on that.
Okay, so $10 a month for unlimited web space. And do you think that you can make it sustainable with those? I mean, $17.95 in itself is a good price for flat rate these days, and $10 a month for web hosting. Do you think you can make that sustainable?
Yeah, you know, I really think so. We're watching our costs, and we're trying to keep things down as much, and we've bought heavily into the backbone so that we've made such a high investment that we have are showing a lot of profit and a lot of promise, and we're all working really hard.
Nationwide access, is it?
Yeah, nationwide here in the United States and Canada also.
Okay, so you've got a large market to tap into there.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more information about the ISP, how do they do that? And we haven't actually mentioned the name of your ISP right through the whole interview, so we should do that.
Okay, it's RRIS. It's Rot and Raise Internet Solutions. I'm a ham, and so I picked up the nickname along the way there. So it just kind of evolved in its own life there, you know, that nickname. But I have websites, www.rottenray.net or .com are both mine. You can email me. I have, in the United States, I have a toll-free number, also toll-free tech support. Here in the United States. Well, maybe they'll get something going worldwide. That would be nice if we could do that.
Well, certainly people who are worldwide would be able to use your internet hosting presence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No problem there, too. And with the I contracted with a company to do the processing, so there's no problem in changing the money and things like that, the different types of money and things like that. That's always been a problem with the web, so they'll do that for me automatically and things like that, so it works out good.
You don't think there's any kind of PR issue with people not wanting to do business with Rot and Ray, do you?
I don't know, but everyone I know that has the account, they kind of laugh about it. So I'm hoping it'll catch on as a novelty. That's been a worry. That's been a worry, but I hope it catches on as a novelty.
So if people go to rottenray.com or .net, are they able to sign up online, or would they do that over the phone?
Yeah, they're able to sign up right online, see our access numbers, where we provide service, what the service actually entails. One of our providers, our backbone providers, is QWest, and they offered a 150-hour account, and so did UUNet, but they've just upgraded that. The UUNet went to a totally unlimited account, and QWest has went to 200 hours per month. So in the scheme of things, I don't know anyone that uses that. Maybe I use that much a month, but I'm on all day doing websites and things like that and making sure everything's going right, but that's the only one that has any limitations.
Do you have any kind of policy relating to usage then? For example, are you going to get kicked off after every X number of hours of use?
You know, the only one that does that is the Backbone Provider Quest. They do that, and if you have 20 minutes of inactivity, if you're not doing anything, they bump you off, and the reason they do that is because they are a limited access net. So they don't want you just sitting there wasting your time, because then you could run over the 200 limits and run out of service.
Well, that's not unreasonable, really. And so the measurements are pretty good. Like, as long as there is data being transferred, then they're not going to bump you off.
Right, yeah. You know, some of the big providers, AOL and things like that, they're so full, and they have so many clients that their access speeds are really horrible, and you get bumped off all the time. We aren't having any situations like that. I've been checking it with all my clients here lately, and once in a while I do email them and ask them, and I haven't heard a connection speed any lower than like 47 and 48, and that's in one of the real small areas here south of Tucson in Nogales. It's actually a border town, and the phone lines are real old, so that's probably the culprit there.
And how long have you been doing this for now?
I've been involved in the Internet for about 3 years now, pretty heavily, but this started last October that I went into business.
And you said
right after September 11th, you know, timing's everything.
Yeah, and you're satisfied with progress? Your revenue's on target and things?
Yeah, we're doing really well and hitting things, and the service is really great. What really made me happy is that the service is good. I was worried about some of the smaller outlying areas. You start taking issues like phone lines and things like that, it can be a hassle, but it's all worked out really well.
That's great. Well, it's really good to hear blind people doing this kind of stuff, and we always try to use Main Menu to give a bit of publicity to blind guys who are doing these things for themselves. So good on you. So that's www.rottenray, all one word, .com or .net, and they can see the full range of services that you're offering right from there.
Yes, sir.
That's brilliant. I thank you for coming on the program, and all the very best with it.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate you having me.